God is a good God. Amen. I do want to echo what Pastor Bill did say. Please be, you know, watching out for folks as you're going around campus, because they're not watching out for you. When I pulled on campus today, or tonight, coming here to church, I pulled at the stoplight. You know, I turned in like most people do, and there was a car coming straight at me, like, you know, coming from over there in front of RCA. They were probably looking at the lights, and they just didn't notice that they were actually headed right to hit me. So, you know, you have to be a defensive driver, you know, and you can't, like I said, you can't fault them. I mean, there's, you know, it's beautiful out there. Sometimes we that work here, go to church here, or whatever, we see these lights all the time. And so we don't realize, you know, that it's really beautiful out there. I do want to let you guys know that, and I haven't put it out there yet, but the Rhema Podcast family, we recorded a Christmas show and a show for New Year's, and so you can catch that wherever you listen to podcasts. Our Christmas show, and actually this is kind of goes into my sermon tonight. So I don't know who asked, because it was myself, Tony, and then we had the singing jukebox, Anthony Washington, and actually Cliffy Poo. Cliff Payton joined us on the program. We had the whole podcast family. So Cliff didn't give us his favorite Christmas carol, but someone asked favorite Christmas carol. Just like Anthony Washington's favorite Christmas carol is "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas." All right. Tony didn't really say it. I actually said Tony's for him. You know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. That was his favorite. But my favorite Christmas carol, I'm going to actually be spiritual here, is "Joy to the World." Because, you know, you realize that a lot of us understand that when Jesus came to this earth, it was life-changing. And joy came to this world. You know, if it wasn't for Christmas, we would never have Easter. I mean, you realize if Jesus wouldn't have came, he couldn't have died on the cross. But it's pretty significant that he came. And so I was actually doing some research and some study about, you know, so many times during this time, we always say, well, don't forget the reason for the season. You know, obviously Jesus, people will say, what's the reason for the season? They'll say Jesus. But you know what? A lot of times we might say Jesus, we might know the Christmas story, but we don't really think about the significance. You realize the birth of Jesus was so significant, it actually changed your calendar. You know, because the world didn't start in year zero. Actually, there is no year zero, by the way. It goes from 1 AD. And by the way, for some of you theologians, they say that Jesus was actually probably born in about 5 BC. So he's actually born, you know, before Christ. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. And something else too, we have some people, you know, there's these Facebook people that are just make you mad or whatever. Anyone know those people? So we have some people that are mad now. And I guess, supposedly this person said it's a growing number. They're mad about, we don't celebrate Christmas because Jesus actually wasn't born on December the 25th. Okay. Good. Great. You know, do you realize both presidents weren't born on President's Day either? All right. And it's a holiday, all right? It's the day that we choose to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Maybe he wasn't born on December the 25th, but does that really matter? In fact, I've actually lobbied for people to change their birthday. Yes, I have. So my parents were perfect, all right? They planned me out perfect. What do you mean? Well, Christmas is December the 25th. My birthday is July the 22nd. So I roughly have 6 months between time to get gifts. There you go. And I noticed this as a child because some of you might know me. I don't like to spend a lot of money on myself. I would rather someone else buy it for me. And so I've noticed that, you know, usually after Christmas, there's nothing I really want immediately. But, you know, a few months later, there's something that comes out. I'm like, I might want that. And so I would just ask for it for my birthday. Same kind of thing. So my stepdaughter, her birthday is tomorrow, December the 23rd. Every year she gets ripped off. I tell her that. So about 6 years ago, I said, let's celebrate your birthday June the 23rd. All right, because I didn't want to celebrate the day after my birthday because everyone's birthday's in July, and that's the middle of camp meeting. That's a bad time. All right. And so I have lobbied for years and years. I'm like, hey, we won't buy any birthday gifts, and we're going to do it June the 23rd. But she still, I even asked her today, hey, let's celebrate your birthday June the 23rd. And she still says no. So it's her fault that she gets ripped off every year. But you can celebrate. You realize you don't have to celebrate your birthday on your birthday? Do you realize most of the time, I wasn't born during the middle of camp meeting. Camp meeting didn't exist whenever I was born. But, usually falls in the middle of camp meeting. If I celebrate, I celebrate with a bunch of people. But there are some times that as a kid we had birthday parties. It was never on my birthday. It was usually a week before or a week after. But it was still the same. So I don't care when you choose to celebrate something. For me, it's the reason for the season. Jesus came. But you know what? I was actually going through this, and so I want you to turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. And it says this. It says, all right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah chapter 7. The birth of Jesus was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 7. So you want to know how many years from Isaiah chapter 7 till Jesus was born? 700 years. 700 years. For 700 years, it was prophesied that a Messiah would come to change the earth. 700 years. So to put that in perspective, that's 28 generations. 28 generations. Usually, most families only have 3 to 4 generations alive at the same time. There might be 5 generations. In our family, we have 4 generations right now that are alive. 28 generations. 28 generations passed between Isaiah prophesying. And Isaiah prophesied that there would be a sign, meaning the star that we all hear about, the star, that there would be a sign and that a virgin would have a child, which is impossible, folks. Actually, when I was a youth pastor, we had 2 virgin births, but both of them turned out to be false. I just want to let you know. Eventually, the father was identified. It probably happens in a lot of people's youth groups. Think about that. 700 years. So let's put that in perspective. Everyone know what year it is right now? 2022 AD. All right, 2022. So 700 years ago, it would be 1322. 1322. Now, I was thinking about my relatives. Now, for whatever reason, for a number of months that I signed up on Ancestry.com and I paid $29.95 for a month that I don't even know, remember signing it up. But I never really figured out a whole lot of things. So my oldest living ancestor that I know about, well, besides Adam is the oldest living ancestor that I have, and that you do too. I just want to let you know. Adam and Eve, everybody in the room related to Adam and Eve and Noah. I just want to let you know if you didn't realize that, because Noah was the only one smart enough, him and his family, to get in the boat. All right, so everyone here. So the oldest living relative that I know about in my family, I guess because he was kind of important, I guess. So some of you heard about, everyone knows about my grandfather, right, obviously. And so if some of you heard the story whenever he was on the deathbed, the bed of sickness, and he went to go live with his grandparents, and Grandpa Drake somehow, I guess, looked up genealogy, and we are related to Sir Francis Drake. Now, Sir Francis Drake, so he's the oldest living relative, I mean, oldest relative I knew about, so I'm like, I wonder when he lived. But he was born in 1540 A.D., and he's most known for traveling around the world. Circumnavigation around the world took him 3 years, from 1577 A.D. to 1580 A.D. He died in 1596. But you realize that's over 200 and some odd years. You know, I mean, 700 years, I mean, that's only 500 years ago. 700 years is a long time, folks. Now, I mean, you talk about waiting for prophecy to happen. 700 years. So you realize, so when Jesus came to this world, do you realize why there was so much joy? Because for seven, you understand that they had been listening to the prophet Isaiah for years, and they knew about the coming Messiah. Now, if you realize that the Jewish people, that, you know, because of the whole incident at the tomb, they don't believe the Messiah has came. They're still waiting for the Messiah. All right? So, but for 700 years, they waited for the birth of Jesus to change mankind. Because really, mankind didn't have any hope. But Jesus brought us hope. And so think about this, and I'm not going to read the story because Mom will read it on the 24th. Luke chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 8 through 11. It says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared upon among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And they were terrified, but the angel reassured them, do not be afraid, or don't be afraid, he says. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. So 700 years passed by, and then one day some shepherds were out in the field, and all of a sudden they see a light of glory. And an angel appeared and says, you know what? Great joy is happening today. The Messiah was born. 700 years in the making. 700 years. And when we say, don't forget the reason of this season, because Jesus came and literally changed our lives. Think about how your life would be without Jesus. Now, it's really hard to understand. Some of you, obviously, like myself, you know, grew up, you know, in church. Some of you, maybe you didn't, but you realize that from the day you were born, you had an opportunity to be saved. Whether you were saved or not, you know, was really up to you, but we've always had that opportunity. Jesus has always, you know, it's already happened. But the thing about it is 700 years that they waited for the Messiah, and he was born that day. It was a joyous time, and it's still a joyous time. Joy to the world. Now, you know, the thing about it, you know, think about this, I mean, many people are happy and joyous during the holiday season, but really, we should have joy to the world 365 days a year. You know, and yeah, things happen in the world that are not joyous, but ultimately, you know, they really pale in perspective because we know who our Savior is. We know the truth on the inside. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Wherever we go, he's with us at all times. He's helping us. He's leading us. He's guiding us. You know, it's so awesome, but it all happened on that day. When we say, you know, the reason for the season, we don't realize that how much that changed us. Because like I said, if Jesus would have never came, he could have never died on the cross. You know, but there is a verse in the song that I don't know, I just always liked it. It says, the wonders of his love. So You ever wonder what that really means? Okay, maybe no one wonders. You know, maybe you just sing Wonders of His Love and you just, oh, that's whatever that means. You know, do you realize that Jesus was God's gift to us? And we read about that in John 3:16. It says this in the New Living, says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave us his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." So, you know, the wonders of his love, this is how God showed forth his love to the world. He gave his only begotten Son. You know, and so a lot of times people wonder, why on Christmas Day do we give gifts to each other? Do you realize that we give gifts to people that we love? We're showing forth love to them just like God showed forth love to us by giving us Jesus. But any gift that we give is small in comparison to what God gave to us. Because God gave us a gift that keeps on giving. I mean, you know, that gift of Jesus, I mean, you know, we use that gift every day. How many times throughout your lifetime have you got gifts and you thought that was pretty cool at one time, you know, but a few months later, that gift sat on the shelf and never was used again. Especially when you're a kid, you know, and you got this video game that you wanted forever. Well, about a month later, "Dad, I'm bored. What about your new video games?" I don't care about those anymore. But there was a new video game. I mean, it's like, you know, people get bored of stuff or whatever, but you never get bored of Jesus. You never get bored. I mean, this is a gift that keeps on giving. This is a gift that we use every day. You know, you think about things. Well, are there things that you use every day? Because those gifts are you know, something that you're going to use every day is a whole lot better than a gift that could have sat on the shelf, you know, for eternity. You know, there's some gifts you might not open up and then you give them next year as a white elephant gift to somebody and when you ever go to a Christmas party or something like that. It's one of those things. And then, like, you know, how many pocket knives can you have? Well, pocket knives. Actually, I'm going to go on record, and we have them out here. We have a multi-tool out there. At Rainbow Bible Church, as I say, the church on the side of it. I've actually used it at least 5 times this year. I want to let you know, because it has a screwdriver, has a hammer. I can have the flashlight. And I actually used the other day. I was looking for a measuring tape. There's actually a measuring tape in that stupid thing that I actually used the other day. So it's very useful. It's out in the bookstore. In fact, I was shopping today, and I'm thinking, man, we have better stuff in our bookstore. All right. Why do we need to go shopping anywhere else? Actually, I probably should shop for my mom in the bookstore because she buys all this stuff, so she must like it. I mean, anyway, 1 John 4:8 says this also. It says, "But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending the one and only Son, his one and only Son, into this world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." So we don't really think about this, but I mean, you know, as a parent or a grandparent, nobody wants to send their son to be sacrificed. I mean, can you imagine, the thought of having to watch your son hang on a cross, to watch him be tortured? You know, it's hard enough to watch, you know, when you see, you know, the Passion of the Christ in one of the movies, you know, where he's taking the stripes on his back. I mean, it's hard enough for us to watch it. Think about being, you know, God, having to watch your son being beaten and bruised. And even Jesus, where he says, you know what, God, if there's another way, let's do it that way. I mean, he didn't want to do it. Now, I know that's an Easter sermon, but you know what? If it, if it wasn't, you know, his whole purpose in coming was to die on the cross for us. That was the purpose. If there wasn't that purpose, then why would he have came? So when we're talking about the reason for this season, we have to realize the reason for his life. You know, because it's, for me, it's hard to, I can't differentiate Jesus coming and Jesus dying, but because it was all part of it. He had to come before he died. And it was the beginning of the end. So when Jesus came, we know he was coming to fulfill the prophecy. And you know, when we say the reason for the season, it was life changing. Now, I do believe that we Christians, you know, we should be more giving, not just at Christmas, but all year long. You know, and I love that, you know, just a few weeks ago, that we're able to give a number of gifts to Toys for Tots. I mean, you know, that's, you know, we should be giving. You know, I know my mom, and you know, her language is gifts. She's a very giving person. And you know, the Bible tells us it's better to give than to receive. You know, but the best gift you can ever give somebody is get them saved, is the gift of Jesus, the life change. When you say the reason for the season, I mean, you know, to get someone saved, I mean, you know, how that will change a person. You know, but a lot of times you realize that when it comes to salvation, a lot of times people witness to people because they want to get a gold star or whatever. It's not about getting the gold star. It's about changing someone's life and being there for them, you know, because, you know, Jesus is the reason for a season. But think about living life without Jesus. I mean, to be honest with you, what we've gone through and what we're going through the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, I can't imagine not having hope, not knowing what to do. Because, you know, when you don't know what to do, you call upon his name. I mean, you call upon his name. You know, in the name of Jesus. But what if you didn't have the name to call? What if you didn't know anything about Jesus? You know, and I get it. You know, there are a lot of people that know things about Christmas and whatever, they know their, but they don't really have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, and there are a lot of people who are just bitter and mad. You know, but there's no reason to be bitter and mad, you know. Because, especially if you're a Christian. I mean, Jesus came that we might have joy to the world. And, you know, you read in the Bible where Paul says that I might finish my course with joy. Anyone read that? You know, he endeavored to finish his course with joy. Now, did you ever read what Paul went through? He was left for dead. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. I mean, he was bit by a snake. Everyone thought he was going to die. I mean, Paul went through a lot of bad stuff. But you know what? All through that time, he kept joy. So you know what? In life, there's going to be a lot of bad things to happen. But we can keep the joy. And I tell you what, if you can have joy in the middle of all kinds of things that are not going on, I tell you what, that speaks wonders to people who are out there looking for some kind of hope. And they're like, how can you be happy when all this stuff is going on? Because I know Jesus Christ. I know the real reason, not just for the season, for December, or, you know, whatever, but I know the reason for my life, and that's Jesus Christ. You know, and I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of times, it just seems that Christmas has got so commercial. It's about you know. I don't mind giving gifts because I think that's cool. We should give gifts to people we love, you know. And I think that's really. But it just seems that with the hustle and bustle, when we say remember the reason for the season, a lot of us don't. Even though we say, well, it's Jesus Christ, You know, but a lot of times, you know, yeah, maybe on Christmas Day we say a prayer or whatever, Christmas Eve we think about, you know, but you know, all year long we should remember the reason for the season. You know, one of the reasons that we have these lights here, and these lights aren't cheap, yes, Mom, you know, it's not cheap to have those lights, but it's to show forth that Jesus is the light of the world. You know, and it's really cool to watch these young kids as they are able to see this light display, and even older kids, you know, how awe-inspiring it is. And I tell you, I mean, you think about, you know, we don't realize how fortunate we are until you pay $89 to go to Silver Rock City to see their lights. And you price their hot chocolate and their funnel cakes and all of those things, you know. You know, but you know what's be more awesome is to see some of the people who come to campus in church. You know, and we have, we've had some kids have come and told their parents, you know what, can we go to the Christmas light church? And you know, I don't mind being the Christmas light church. In fact, that's usually how I refer to our church. A lot of times people, you know, ask, you know, well, what church is it? Rainbow Bible Church, and they're trying to think. I said, the place with the Christmas lights? Oh, yeah, I've been there. You know, but whether or not people ever darken the door of this church, at least they see what we've done on the outside. At least, you know, people are very appreciative of what we do, that we have you realize, I don't know if you guys realize this, that we have the biggest tourist attraction in the state of Oklahoma during the wintertime. Maybe all year long. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. We have about 500,000 people who visit campus during the wintertime. You know, but here's the thing. I think that we should always show the reason for the season all year long. Because it's not about just December. Because Jesus didn't come for December. He didn't, you know, really, I'm honest with you, Jesus didn't come so you could give presents to your family. He came to change your life. And, you know, every time that, you know, and there's nothing, you know, my dad had taught us, whenever you see worldly Christmas stuff, we just think of Jesus. Anytime we think of Christmas, we think of Jesus. And do you realize that Christmas, the first part of Christmas is Christ? I'm not sure if you ever saw that. Actually, I don't know. So let's just reward Christ. Then moss is the Spanish word for more. So we need more Christ. That's what we need. That's what we should be doing, the Christ moss all the time, giving people more of Christ. You know, but when we think about the song that I talked about, Joy to the World, Jesus came to bring us joy. And because, the Bible says this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it to me. That's the song, yes. And the world can't take it away. Do you realize that we have true joy? We have true happiness because we know Jesus. And no matter what's going to happen in the world, no matter all the bad things, it doesn't really matter because Jesus is still here. All right, he's still here. He's still on the inside of you. He's still helping you. He's still leading you. He's still guiding you. And, the real reason for the season is for us to share Jesus with the lost and dying and hurting world. You know, and a lot of times we don't think about that. We think about other stuff. And, you know, the reason that we give is because God gave. God's a giver, and we can be givers too. But the best gift we can ever give is get someone saved, is change their life, is give them hope. You know, and it is exciting to celebrate Christmas. But once again, Christmas means more Christ. More Christ. You know, and the real reason for the season is Jesus, but Jesus should be celebrated all year long. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We thank you, Father, for each and every person that's in this room. And Father God, as we go through this holiday season, I thank you that you'll help us to be a givers, Father. We thank you for sending people across our path. Thank you, help us to be a blessing to all mankind each and every day of our life. And Father God, we just thank you that we will be a blessing to people who are lost and hurting and dying. And Father, help us to realize that there are other people around about us that need Jesus, that needs the hope, help, and healing that we have to give. And Father God, we just thank you for each and every person that's here and watching online. We thank you for helping them this holiday season, Father. But Father God, we thank you that we understand that Jesus didn't come for the holidays, but Jesus came for mankind all year long. And Father God, help us to be a blessing to people all year long. Help us to show forth the real joy to the world. And help us to know, you know what? Doesn't matter what's going on around about us, the joy still lives on the inside of us, Father. And we just thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to this world. And we thank you that gift is a gift that keeps on giving each and every day. And we thank you for everything that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God's a good God. Amen. Amen. Don't forget to schedule the services. So the 24th, if you haven't ever been here on our candlelight service, it's just a wonderful time. You definitely want to be here. It starts at 6 p.m., correct? I just want to make sure. 6 p.m. on the 24th. All right, that's Saturday, 24th. Everything closes at 6 p.m. Mall closes at 6 p.m. So it's easy to get here to 6 p.m. And we use only about an hour or so service. So it won't be that long. And then Sunday morning, it's going to be a family service here. All the kiddos, everyone's going to be here. 10 o'clock, you know. So and then no service on Sunday night. And then same, New Year's is the same, right? We have a Sunday morning, only all kids in here, and no Sunday night service on New Year's Day. Just to give you, once again, you know, it's great to bring your family to enjoy the lights, but please, everyone, first of all, tell everyone you know, make sure you park on our side of the street, all right? We have plenty of parking. Our side of the street over here, on this side of the street, and please be mindful that there are, you know, people out there that aren't paying attention, okay? And so instead of getting mad and honking at them, just show forth joy to them. All right, let's all stand up. First of all, if you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you. We have a special gift that we would like to give you. The connection team is in the aisle. They want to take you to the north lobby and give you a gift real fast. If you need prayer for anything, whether it be salvation, infilling of the Holy Spirit, or prayer for anything, we have some ladies over here, some gentlemen over there. If you're a lady, you go see the ladies. If you're a gentleman, go see the gentleman. Like I always say, if you don't know what you are, we have ushers here to help you, and they'll direct you to the right place. Amen. We'll see you all back here on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And if we don't see you then, have a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Natal. And all those kind of things. All right, God bless you guys. Take care. Have a great day.